This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle.
Today's lesson, knowledge. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z here on Arabic Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And as the topic of knowledge is a vast one, I'm going to sort of limit it a little, or very much. And we know that obviously knowledge is something that is a very important concept, a recommendation to that we seek it in Islam. But I'm sort of talking initially about a sort of recommendation, just a sort of comment on it by our Shahid Rahba in his book, Cell Number 14. So he was referring to, and this is a tradition that I think probably all of us know, it's very famous. So, and he and our Shahid Rahba, so Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he sort of gives it a particular sort of descriptor. So he's referring to the prophetic tradition that we should seek knowledge even in China. So he refers to this as a message of openness and emphasizes, obviously, that we as Muslims can acquire knowledge also from non-Muslims, and that we can even use this this sort of knowledge for religious purposes. So it's not just that we as Muslims, we have to sort of refer to particular Islamic books or refer to what we've learned. For example, if we've attended Hausa, if we've done sort of any other sort of Islamic studies at university or privately, maybe at the in our local mosques or online with our own teachers. So it's not just that. So anything that is useful for our development and for sort of contributing to society. So even if we find it in non-Islamic books, even if we hear it from people who are not Muslims, all that is relevant. And we can sort of use it to obviously sort of enhance, in a sense, and develop our religious understanding too. Welcome back to HZT on Unbinged Radio. And obviously, I've just started talking about how this idea that we can take learning from non-Islamic sources, from non-Muslim people, and sort of use it and sort of just sort of add it in to us of knowledge that we maybe even sort of derive from traditional Islamic sources. And when I'm talking about, I immediately think about things such as, let's take even sort of modern psychology, for example, because there's lots of things in modern psychology, because obviously they talk also about sort of meditation and gaining calmness and sort of developing ourselves and focusing on particular traits. And so obviously how to, in a sense, stop the defeatist talk that maybe some people have towards themselves. And a lot of these things, we recognize this because, meditation and gaining that sort of inner peace, this is something that we do anyway as, in a sense, as Muslims anyway. And so that's just one thing. And then another one that is maybe sort of very useful, and that is we know that obviously even in the Quran, certain, let's say, particular useful foods are mentioned. And this is a very easy one. So we know that obviously Hazrat Maryam, obviously she was told to sort of just knock the tree and then she would have the sort of fresh dates to eat during these horrible pangs of childbirth. And then we know that obviously in sort of non-Islamic medicine, they're also talking a lot about beneficial foods. So, for example, beneficial foods for people who have diabetes are just to sort of improve general health. So they also have lots of knowledge that is not, they're not deriving from Islamic sources. But again, so it's sort of mirroring what we know as Muslims. And then there's sort of other things that, maybe we can sort of add in, but basically probably anything that we find outside of Islamic sources, if we just go looking properly, we'll actually find it in our Islamic sources. But anyway, it's just this general idea that yes, wherever you find the knowledge and it's useful and beneficial, take it and use it to develop yourselves and keep developing our society as well. So that was it for today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of AZ here on Iron Bank Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.